Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on. Some of it's just crazy. Have you been out driving lately? Have you seen all of the idiots on the road? A lot of stuff going on. That's been my world lately. Well, anyhow, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of good shows, and we're going to talk about those in just a short. But first, we have to do a disclaimer, because if we don't, the owners go nuts. You know what I mean? Well, anyhow, nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt, and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Breathe. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Tell them to bring their own snacks and beverages, okay? Because you can sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And that's the whole thing that we do every Wednesday. Because on Sunday, we talk about money, how to save money, what's going on with finance and everything. So we like to kick back a little bit on Wednesdays, and it's always live every Wednesday. But hey, we've got a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. We've been doing Trim Radio for a long time. And I'll tell you what, we have a good time with all the guys on the Trim Radio Network. And a big shout out to Victoria Smith and Michael Bejas. And of course, Wascala Stevens. Got to say hi to those guys because I'll tell you what, they've got some really good shows too. You want to check them out. Well, let's see what we've got here. Hit the magic button, and here we go. Wow, right there, the show's on Trim Radio. You can see Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and that's going to be on Spotify. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And that's, of course, YouTube and Spotify. Life Walk with Christ God, that's Michael Bejas. My good old buddy, Michael Bejas, and he's on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. Of course, then we've got the Money and Change Show every Sunday at 7 p.m. Check us out. We also have Offsides, college football top 25. I don't think we're doing football right now. I'll have to check with Michael Bejas and see what he's doing instead of that show. Or maybe they're still talking about football. Who knows? Also, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever with Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. Matter of fact, right after this show, I will post Rumble on Facebook so you can see us there. And also, you can check out all of the good stuff. I mean, we've got archives going way back. You can watch the shows. We also have the Positude Podcast. We have Rascal's Red Pill Reality Show. And he's on Saturdays, and I think he's on for 2 or 3 hours. And it's a good show. I've been on that show a couple of times as a guest, and we've had very good discussions. And Rascala is he's a good guy. He really is. The only bad thing about it is he always said, "Well, you can give me the or take the red pill or the blue pill." And I always tell him, "I want the green pill." Only one of these days, I think he's going to give me a kidney tracer. Well, anyhow, then we've got the Natural Marketer podcast with Victoria Smith, and her picture is not up there. Maybe she's doing an update for that. But that's the Trim Radio Network. And if you want to do a show on the Trim Radio Network, hey, contact us. All you have to do is go up here in the right-hand corner, hit the blue button, and it says, "Hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today?" Hit the blue button. And it says, "We're here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with show hosts, and anything else we can do to help." Put down your name, your phone number, remember the area code, and put down your message like, "Hi, I want to do my own show. How do I do it? Who do I contact? Can I advertise?" and then put down your email address, and then you send the message. That's all you have to do. Somebody will be right with you, and then a live voice will come back the next day, and they will talk to you about your show and what you do. Okay? It's easy to, if I can do a show, you can do a show. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if somebody wants to talk about pottery making or decorating or fishing, Roscala used to do a show in Florida called Fishing in Florida. And it was a good show. But he moved to Ohio, so he can't do that. Maybe he can say fishing on Lake Erie. He could do that. You never know. But you just contact us, and we'll get you started in doing your own show. If you want to advertise with us, hey, that's great. If you want to go ahead and check out Listen Now, we've got live stream, and we've got the past episodes. Oh, what do we have here? Try again? My goodness, you can't do that to me. Oh, my goodness, what the heck is going on here? Let's try it again. I can't believe that. We just had a problem. Well, son of a gun. We're having a problem finding that site. My God, I've never had this happen. What the heck is going on here? Let's try it again. We just went blank. What the heck is going on here? Server not found. I'm going to try it again. Okay, here we are. And we're broadcasting. I don't know what happened. It is strange. Evil spirits are out there. Maybe I'll have to contact the Papal Conclave and see if they can take a couple minutes out of their voting for the new Pope and have them work some magic on this show. I don't know. Well, anyhow, guys, let's see if we can get back to it. Okay, let's try it again and see what we've got. Well, that's our YouTube page. Well, son of a gun. Yeah, you notice I posted that there today, and every time I post that, it's about a live show. Come on and join us. Bring your own pop, bring your own whatever, and join us. Let's get back to it here. I'll tell you what, strange things are going on here. Let's go back to Trim Radio Network and see if we are there, almost, kind of, sort of. We're not. What is going on, people? I have no idea. Well, anyhow, check out the Trim Radio Network. Okay, we've got a lot of good shows and stuff, so you want to check us out. Also, you have to check out the Facebook page, and you're looking at it right now. And with the Facebook page, we do a lot of posting here, and we post about the show. You can join us, and it is free to join. We talk about a lot of different things. And we post it there. All you have to do is just check it out, okay? Costs nothing to join. Never does. I won't charge anybody for anything. Wow, what else is going on notification-wise? Oh, George Moore, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Have a nice day. Everybody sends me things. Yes, everybody sends me stuff for my world. And we've got a lot to talk about. But anyhow, you can check us out on Facebook, okay? All you have to do is check us out. We're listed. All right, a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's a good school. I'm not boasting because I went there, but it is. It's a good school. And it's located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an all-American town. And I'll tell you what. It's a good school, three campuses. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus. The other one is the Equestrian and Pre-Veterinary Campus. And, of course, then they have the main campus. And I'll tell you what, It's a good school. You have to check it out. They've got a lot of good facilities and a lot of good professors and a fantastic president in Dr. Kathy Fell. She's been there for quite a while and she's done a fantastic job along with the trustees and staff and everybody. It's a great place, trust me. Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges with Money Magazine, 19 consecutive years, best colleges, U.S. News and World Report, best colleges in America in 2024. Check them out. Okay, you can get undergraduate. They have 85 plus majors, graduate school, 11 master's and 5 doctorate degrees. And you can do online studies too. And they've got arts, humanities, and social sciences, education, pharmacy, business, health professions, and sciences. And if you like sports, I'll tell you what. All you have to do is go over and click on athletics. It takes a while to load. For some reason, it does. Anyhow, guess what? Finley, ladies softball, NCAA Division II, and Finley travels to GVSU, Grand Valley State University, after 36 holes at NCAA East Regional or East National. Women's track and field are fantastic. I mean, they've got good sports there. You just have to check them out. You know, they're good in just about any sport, and they're NCAA Division II. And it's easy to go to, and I'm going to give you a hint. If you're over 65, you can get in free to the football games and basketball games. I don't know about the other sports because I haven't attended those. I'm going to have to. Maybe I can get in free there. You know, free is always good. But then you have to buy the hat, the shirt, and everything else. But hey, it's a good school. Trust me. NCAA Division II. Wow. So much for the University of Findlay. Check them out. Oh, another school that I went to was Xavier University, and they just put something out about their new osteopathic college that's going to be built there. And it's going to be a humdinger. They're putting a lot of money into that school, and I'll tell you what, knowing Xavier University, it's going to be a first-class osteopathic college. So you want to check that out at Xavier University. Also, we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, and I'll tell you what, this is a pen that Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks did, and I'll tell you what, he does a fantastic job. Oh, music in the air. Oh, I got to talk about that too, but not yet. Anyhow, check out Phil's pens over Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. If you're sorority, fraternity, college, university, high school, grade school, business needs a custom pen or a bunch of custom pens for that matter, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job. Excuse me. Well, he does. He does a fantastic job. So if you need to have a pen made, you have the design that you want, or you want to get with Phil, just check him out. He will work with you, and you will have a really nice pen. And he does a fantastic job. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, these pens are just fantastic. I have one. Michael Bejas has two. He always has to do one more than me. But anyhow, they're beautiful pens. And if you like the Second Amendment pen, the Fourth Amendment, right? The Second Amendment pen, it's got a great lever action for a rifle. Yeah, it's neat. It really is. So you want to check that out. And that's in Facebook, okay? Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. God, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, we've got some other stuff to talk about. But we're not going to talk about that just yet. We're not. Why? Because we've got other stuff we have to talk about. How about Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista? Check them out. Okay, they're on Facebook, or not Facebook, they're on YouTube. I've known them for years. They're great people. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin. And I believe it's mud season in Wisconsin. So everything's thawing out there. Also, we have Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's talking about finance now and what's going on. And people report to him, and then he disseminates or spreads the information. Good guy. I've known him. He's fantastic. Down in South Carolina. Also, we have the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. She's a self-made millionaireess, and she will show you how to save money. She's good. She really is. You got to check her show out. It's on YouTube. Also, we have LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And like I keep telling you guys, get a GMRS radio. I have fun with this one. I have a couple. Why? Because if the power goes out and the phones go out and the cell phones don't work, GMRS radios do work as long as you have them charged up. Okay. This is an Ocean WOUXUN 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. With this radio, I can talk to people in Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away. I could probably do a little bit farther, but anyhow, that's just with this radio. And then I can hit a repeater and talk 90 miles or more beyond that. It's a good radio. It is. It's not a bubble wrap that you buy at Wally World. It's not something you get at Sam's Club. It's not something you get at Costco. And I'm not pushing this, okay, as far as the company, but I use buy2wayradios.com and others. And yeah, they're a little bit more expensive, but I'll tell you what, they're good. And that's only a 5-watt unit. I just purchased a 50-watt, which I'm going to put in the car, and I'll be able to talk to a lot of different places all over the country once I get all their frequencies and get permissions to be on the repeaters. And so far, I have permission for 5 repeaters up and down I-75, which isn't bad. So it's good for an emergency. It's good for just a hobby, too. And $35 gets you a license without taking a test, and that's good for 10 years. So if a friend, let's just say Beth, decides to call her daughter and the power's out and everything, she can go ahead and get a radio for Beth and her daughter, and they can use it. You know? Or if Jerry needs to talk to somebody and they're on GMRS radios, hey, you can communicate. And, you know, Jerry lives, I'd say, about 11 miles from me. I have no problems communicating with him with a 5-watt unit. So they're good, okay? So it'll help you out in an emergency. Just make them charged up. Keep them charged up, okay? Also, wow, we've got the Max. And he's been on today before the show. I listened to part of it, and then we had to leave him alone for a while and get ready for this show. So, you know, check him out. You know, I recommend people. They don't pay me to say anything. I don't charge anybody anything. All I want to do is help people, and that's the way I do it, with money and change. And we have a little bit of fun here. So let's see what else is going on. Oh, you know, we forgot to say one big thing. And we better get to it. I forgot to say buy the merchandise. Oh, yeah. And I don't know if I can get back to Trim Radio. I'm going to try. Let's see. Hopefully the server's still up. Yes, it is. Okay. Remember, we said, you know, click on the little blue dot that's missing right now. I wonder where it disappeared to. Well, anyhow, those are the shows. And, oh, there's Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. I'll tell you what, if you have a business and you want to get marketing ideas and stuff, check with Victoria Smith. She's fantastic. She's a great person, too. She's a great person. Hey, you know, you can buy our merchandise. And if you click on Shop Now, there it is. You can buy a collector's item shirt, make the right vote in 2024. You can get the Money and Change mug. You can get Cut the Bull color morphing mug, because we cut the bull and serve the truth. Okay. The Trim Radio Network ceramic bug. We've got the mug. And we cut the custom bull. No, we cut the bull custom pin. I'll get this right. on-air trim radio, black mugs. We've got morphing mugs. We've got other stuff. We've got, you name it, we've got it. Okay. We're just showing a few of the items. And what happens when you do that? The money that you spend on our merchandise, whether it's a hoodie or a t-shirt or a hat or whatever, that money pays for airtime for the shows. And airtime isn't cheap. Okay. Or as they say, maybe in Indiana, tain't cheap. So, you know, if you're so inclined and you have some money you want to donate, or you can go ahead and buy the merchandise, and that helps. Well, I had a public service announcement, and I don't know if I can do that here because I just got out of it. Well, check our Facebook page, okay, for My World, and I'll see if I can put that public service announcement there. Right here, you know, have you ever gone out and you buy solar lights to put in your yard, you know, decorate around the plants and stuff, and you spend this money on this stuff, and it works for a couple of years, and then it fades out, or, you know, bird stuff gets on it and messes with it and so forth. I found this today, and if you have solar lights, here's how to make them last longer, okay? Listen to this. If we can get the sound going, what is going on here?
Hey, guys and gals, guess who it is?
There we go.
And I'm here to help you save money and make your stuff last longer. Have you, and you probably do, have some outdoor lights, garden light, post light, patio light, that all have photo cells on them. This one is the same age as this one. Look how much different they look. Very easy way to protect these from what? The sun. And they need the sun so that they can do their job. But here's a gig. Look how nasty that one is. It's all yellow. And that one is nice and clear. Once the photo cells get corroded over, like this one right here, they won't work anymore. The idea is to keep them like this. Very simple way to do it. Takes a little bit of time, but it's simple. Let me show you how to make them things last for years. They can look like this forever, pretty much. Let's get busy. Julio, tell everybody where all the tools are located. Thank you, Julio Cesar Chavez Rodriguez, Jorge Johnson, Tom. All right, so this is a little better close-up view of it. This is how bad this one looked. See how, if you can see that, how corroded up the glass is for the photo cell. That's why they quit working. But look how dull and nasty that is. This is the one that was treated. Look how beautiful it is. So we're going to redo this one for the video. And as I said, it's very simple to do. You take your old 99. Just a mist.
Alcohol.
All you have to do. Take your Scott towels. And then let it set for about 15, 20 minutes. If you can set it out in the sun to really dry up, so the old 99 will dissipate, evaporate off of it. Then I use the same towel because it's not that wet. We've been using this stuff for years and years and years. It's the best out there. It's in the tools list. Julio told you where that's located. And all you do is put a few drops on here. Go over the glass. Plastic. You'd be glad you did this. This is a way to extend the life of things you have to buy and replace. We'll let that set about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on your temperature. If your temperature is around 70 degrees while you're doing this, 15 to 20 to 30 minutes, and then you'll take your microfiber and buff the whole thing up and then set it out in the sun and let this stuff really bake on. And remember, don't be a schmuckle. And Mr. Know-It-All, out.
Yeah, Mr. Know-It-All. Well, I'll tell you what, that stuff that he put on top, guess what? That was like $69 a bottle. You can get bead maker or other types of ceramic coatings, and you can put that on there too. Another thing that people like to use, off bug spray, they say works really well on the solar panels. But it saves you with the money, because I'll tell you what, that stuff adds up over the years. It does. I just got some new ones because I'm going to change some stuff out. Some of the stuff that I'm getting lately, Chinese, well, it's all Chinese anymore, but it doesn't work that well. And I think the quality's gone downhill. I used to have some really good stuff. But anyhow, you get what you pay for, right? Well, we've got other stuff to talk about too before we get into some funny stuff. Oh yeah, I've got some funny stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Jay Leno tonight and I believe Johnny Carson. Some funny stuff there. If you remember Karnak, we've got him on tonight too. Well, let's see what we've got here. Here we are. We have something from Yahoo that I had, and son of a gun, I think. What did I do? Get rid of it? Something's going crazy with my stuff today. I had stuff set up, and we were going to talk about pennies. And I, how many pennies do you have in the house? Do you have a lot of pennies? Let's see if I can find that, because I'll tell you what, it was very interesting about pennies, because they're not going to make any pennies this year. Matter of fact, they may think about doing away with pennies. And I saw this today on Yahoo, and I thought, oh, we have to take a look at that. But guess what? It's not there. Well, we'll find it for Money and Change, and we will talk about pennies. You know, every penny counts. And anymore, our decimal system relies on pennies. Let's face it. Let's see if I can do this real quick. Pennies. Let's see what we get. Is this the one? No, it isn't. Okay, sorry, guys. But anyhow, when you talk about stuff, about pennies, a lot of places have buy a penny, share a penny, whatever, leave a penny. You know, you go to any place anymore, you're always messing with pennies. Up in Canada, they don't have pennies. Who knows? But you collect a lot of pennies, and they're not going to make any more this year. You know why? Because it takes 3 cents to make one penny. Now, does that really make sense? So they're not going to make any pennies this year. So if you got them, spend them, whatever you want to do with them. But it's the truth. Now, pennies are only worth a penny, but it costs 3 cents to make them. Something's not right there. You know, what's wrong with the picture page? Well, let's see what else I've got going on here. And hopefully we don't have a situation where we have a problem with the website. Well, so much for pennies worth. Well, maybe here it is. No, I don't want to talk to a coin appraiser. Okay, that does it. Money and Change, we will talk about it. Here's a strange one. Viral footage of a raccoon with a meth pipe. Have you ever heard about that? I found this and I thought, a raccoon getting buzzed on a meth pipe? Let's see what this is about, because I'll tell you what, This was interesting.
I want to one influencer meal prep video. Can I get Chia surprise?
Oh, yeah, right.
Chia disappointment.
Bye.
Hi, how are we doing today? I'm Officer Brandon Springfield Township Police Department.
How are you?
The reason I stop you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am.
So do me a favor, turn off the car, put the keys up on the dash, detain you for that warrant, and because you are suspended actively. Oh. Hey.
What?
Come here.
Hello?
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh my god.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with a meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
Well, I don't want him to have.
Well, that's why I'm going to do it.
Hey, buddy.
It's okay.
Okay, Your Honor, he'll be in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my office.
This is what she's smoking meth in.
Okay.
The raccoon playing with her meth pipe.
All right.
Oh, there's no one. It's trying to smoke it.
All right.
There's no way. All right. Enough fun and games.
Yeah.
Oh. Keep an eye. She was trying to take the meth pipe out of the car. Just keep an eye on her real quick.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? A raccoon smoking a meth pipe. Well, she shouldn't even have it in the car anyhow. She shouldn't even be under suspension. But having a meth pipe, oh my God. Now that is just, that's crazy. That is just crazy. I've heard strange stuff. And usually raccoons, it must have been a pet raccoon, because sometimes raccoons can be very nasty. And they can get really nasty. I've seen them take on big dogs. They don't care. Raccoons can be nasty animals, but they can also be kind of playful too if you watch them. Oh, what else is going on, guys? Let's see if I can find. You know, we'll eventually get back to the stuff that I wanted to talk about anyhow. Holy cow. Some of the stuff you run into anymore. Well, yeah, I was going to talk about Jay Leno, wasn't I? Well, the moral of the story is don't keep raccoons in your car with meth pipes, okay? Could you imagine a raccoon that's buzzed on meth? Oh, my God, that's crazy. Anyhow, you remember Jay Leno? You know, the guy with the big jaw and everything? Well, Jay was on the Tonight Show. And when he first started out, he did different things. And this is one of the things that he did. And you can check this one out.
I'm going to have a story. Well, this is in Chicoutimi, Pennsylvania. It says, dive team pulls cow from icy pond. And I always like how writers somehow embellish. But down to the bottom there, it says, many other cows watched in fear. Yeah, I thought we had big cops in Chicago. I thought there were big cops in New York. Boy, nothing like Baltimore. Look at this. 52-foot soldiers to patrol violent neighborhoods. That is unbelievable. Those are huge men. Oh, here's a Valentine's Day one. Don't forget your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Large selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns.
Only in Chicago.
This ad here I thought was interesting. It says Express Weight Loss Center. I just like the mirror. You look in the mirror and a dress and it shows a woman in her underwear. That's pretty good. I like where it's located too, the weight. It's located right across from the, can you get in there? The Dunkin' Donuts. So.
Working out.
This one I like. It's the 1830 House Motel, Route 9, Junction 31. Cable TV, clean, comfortable rooms, crystal clear pools, reasonable rates, coming soon. Oh, Here you go. Here's Psycho Central. Look at this thing here. Military tactical vest. Perfect for rabbit hunting. Holds grenades and 30-round M16 clips. Yeah. Yeah, that guy's going to rabbit hunting, all right.
I won today.
He used to work your camera. Does anybody know what this is? Again, I'm not big on that farming implement. Wanted bomb-proof forks. What is that? Here you go. I'm going to read you one. Someone sent this to me. This is a transcript of an actual radio exchange released by the Chief of Naval Operations. Listen to this. Message number one, please divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision. That's from the ship. Message two, recommend you divert your course 15 degrees. Number one, sir, this is the captain of a U.S. Navy ship. I say divert your course. No, I say you divert your course. Finally, this is the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. We are a large warship of the United States Navy. Divert your course now, immediately. This is a lighthouse. This is
a only Jay Leno.
Hey, folks, have you noticed during Sweeps how a lot of the shows are combining, like, here on NBC, Law and Order combined with Homicide, the two shows got together. Here's one I'm not familiar with. I saw this in the TV listing. Grace under Jeff Foxworthy. Apparently that is a... You know something? I don't think women make fun of guys with decays and guys' weight loss. You know, women, talk about vanity. Here is a size that would never, ever exist in a men's shop. Extra large petite. What's that all about? What's that? Extra large petite. Hey, here's a hell of a deal. Shower seat without feet, 1888. Now here's something I did not know, Kevin. Again, Kev, I have not spent that much time around Native Americans, but this is pretty impressive. Native American students, well endowed. I did not realize that.
And how?
Pocahontas is up to something. What is that? One more? All right, let me try and find a good one. Oh, I'm having fun. Here you go. Bus will not take students. Look, can you see that? It says, located at University Health Center, the Blue Bus Clinic offers free sexually transmitted diseases to the students. That seems like a hell of a deal. No, that's not good enough. All right, here you go. Here's a good ad. One last one. Video game and gynecological exam table, $150.
Two get together.
Tonight's
show with
Jay Leno,
3,000
West Alameda Avenue, Fairfax, California,
915-23.
Ready. I'll tell you what.
Now look at this story,
folks. Jay Leno is something else. I've seen him do different things, and he wasn't as funny as Johnny Carson. You remember the comedians that used to be on Johnny Carson? I mean, Jonathan Winters used to be there, and he was hilarious. You didn't know what he was going to dress up to be. You had all kinds of people. Rodney Dangerfield, he would get on and do a different show. All kinds of comedians that would be there, and I wasn't so sure that Jay Leno, maybe he had comedians too, but they weren't as good as Johnny Carson. And Johnny Carson used to do a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what, he used to do Karnak. And he used to do that, I don't know, probably for a couple of years, and he would do it maybe once a month on his show. And it was so interesting because they would find things under the porch of Funkin Wagnalls, hermetically sealed in a glass jar. Who would put them underneath the porch of Funkin Wagnalls? Well, anyhow, let's check out Johnny Carson.
Having trouble divining this one? Yeah. Sis boom ba. Sis boom ba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes. V8. What kind of social disease can you get from an octopus? I hold in my hand the last octopus. May your only son be caught in a gay swine stampede. I am going to counter-almentate my aforementioned ingesta. How does William Buckley say, I think I'm going to barf?
How do those guys come up with stuff like that? Can you imagine being a writer on Johnny Carson's show? Coming up with all that weird stuff? Some of it was really funny, and I think he blew it on the first one about the sis boom ba, because it should have been the last one. They just got it out of sequence. Almost like this show. Sometimes I get things out of sequence here. Wow, what else is going on? I think we can do another Johnny Carson. Let's see what we've got. Here we go. Let's see if I can do another Johnny Carson. And not sis boom ba. Everybody's doing sis boom ba. Ba humbug. Let's see if I can find Johnny Carson's. And let's try. No, it's all sis boom ba. Everything I did tonight, get everything set up, and it, all of a sudden it goes to, you know what, in a handbasket. Well, let's see here. It ain't helping me at all tonight, guys. I don't know what the deal is going on. There's always something going on. Let's see if I've got anything else on pennies. I don't know what's going on. Everything has gone wrong tonight. Oh my God, can you believe it? Wow. Well, anyhow, oh yeah. You know, there's the Pope conclave that's going on. Can you imagine? When the Pope's conclave, and you can see this if I get this on. Oh, tonight has just been one crazy stuff. Let's see what they've got. I want to make sure I'm on here. Let's get this going. What in the heck is going on here? I'm probably going to have to do another update on the system. For some reason, it's not working well. What in the heck is going on here? CBS News. Oh, and the Papal Conclave. Yeah, let's check this one out.
133 cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church are spending their first night closed off from the outside world as they choose a new pope. They took their first vote inside the Sistine Chapel this evening, but black smoke from the chimney told the citizens of Rome and the people of the world that no one received the required two-thirds majority. So they will try again tomorrow.
The procession of cardinal electors to the Sistine Chapel was accompanied by the Litany of Saints. A moving recitation of the names of saints that stretches across two millennia. Once inside with the masterpieces of Michelangelo bearing witness, each cardinal took a vow to keep details of this election secret. One of these men will be the leader of 1.4 billion Catholics. The cardinals represent 70 countries, the largest and most geographically diverse conclave in history. Then the command came in Latin to clear the room of anyone who was not voting.
Extra omnes.
It means everyone else, and the door was locked from inside. Outside in St. Peter's Square, a vigil began. We met a family from Lafayette, Indiana. Kelsey and Paul Wilson traveled with their six children. So how do you get six kids on the plane?
Well, very carefully.
We went through 2 months of no TV, and then when they got on the plane, they got as much TV as they wanted.
Oh, this was a trade, a barter sense?
Yeah.
Also, flying economy as a child is flying first class. You got plenty of legroom. You've got all the drinks you could want with sodas.
It's true.
Yeah.
So it worked out?
Yeah.
Worked out. So what are your hopes and dreams for the next pope at this point?
Yeah, I think we're just looking for a pope that's a holy man of God that proclaims the gospel boldly, that is ready to take on the huge role of shepherding 1.45 billion Catholics in the world.
Carolina Mesa and her son Sebastian left Miami on Monday for their pilgrimage to Rome. They've recently converted to Catholicism.
Can't wait to just be a part of this moment in history.
They watched and waited more than 3 hours for a signal that the cardinals had made a decision. When the smoke came, it brought a mix of disappointment and excitement.
Oh, there's no hope!
There would be at least one more day of expectation.
So it was a long first voting session for the 133 cardinals this evening. What that may mean, we just don't know. But John Allen is an expert on the papacy. He covers the Vatican as editor of the online news platform Crux. John, great to see you. What do you think? I know you weren't in there, but what could have possibly taken them all this time?
Well, remember that before they actually got to the vote tonight, the cardinals heard a meditation from Father Rainero Cantalamessa. In Italian, that means sing the mass. And between you and me and the fence post, not a guy known for going short.
Loves to speak.
A little bit. And in addition, we have to remember this is the largest conclave in history. 133 cardinals had to walk up, swear an oath in Latin, and drop their vote into the chalice. All that had to be counted. That simply took some time. We may have to get used to waiting a little bit.
The crowd out here was pretty restless, singing, chanting, cheering, etc. What does tomorrow look like? Who do you think is the front runner at this point?
Well, going in, I think we all assume that the front runner is Italian Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Secretary of State under Pope Francis. And really, tonight was sort of a show of strength to see how many votes Parolin got in this first round. Tomorrow is when things get real. He'll either get near that two-thirds threshold or somebody else will emerge. But I would point out, the last two popes were elected in the afternoon of the second day. So tomorrow is really potential white smoke territory for the first time.
Could you imagine white smoke, and it happens at night? How could you tell? I don't know. You probably couldn't see it. But could you imagine all of the cardinals going in there and taking an oath in of silence? And they're not going to tell anybody? and it gets real quiet and they take the vote and they always have to swear on this. Could you imagine what would really happen? Just think about this, crazy as could be. They shut the door, get everybody out there, they shut that door, and then somebody goes, hey, who's gonna get the pizza? Who wants it a beer? Who wants it a wine? Let's sit down and talk about this, huh? You never know. Okay, what goes on behind the doors, we'll never know. Okay, you just know that they're voting back there. And probably it's going to get kind of wild because everybody's going to want their favorite. And if they can't find a favorite, then they're going to have to compromise. So it's going to be interesting over the next few days to see what's going on. Sorry about tonight, guys. I'll tell you what, I had everything set up. And then all of a sudden, things start going to, you know what, in a handbasket. Well, you know, what's going on in your world? Are you enjoying your beverage? Are you enjoying your snacks? I hope so. And you see me drinking water from time to time. This comes from my Berkey system. I don't know if you could see it. Well, it's hard to see. It's a glass of water with ice, and it's been purified through a Berkey water system, and it's great. There, you just saw it. And I'll tell you what, I've had the Berkey for about 10 years. It takes out all of chemical taste. It really does. It really works great. Jerry Bodie. Oh, was there a video for solar lights? Yes, I played it, Jerry. There was not anything showing. Oh, well, there was, but I'll tell you what. If you go to our Facebook page down in the comments, if you click on that, a lot of the stuff that I was going to talk about on the show are there, okay? So all you have to do is just go to our Facebook page and check it out. And I'll tell you what, it was a neat thing, except the magic potion that they put on top of those lights after they cleaned them really well was $69 a bottle. You can do better than that. I'll post it again on Money and Change on Sunday. We'll just redo it. I hope you're doing well, Jerry, and I hope you have your snacks. I hope you have your drink and you're sitting back and enjoying things. And if you came in late, hey, I did get a 50-watt GMRS radio. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be working with that to try to get that in the car. So one of these days we will chat. And if anybody here has a GMRS radio and you have a license, hey, we'll find a time to chat. Okay. Wow. What else is going on? Anything? Oh, yeah. Bad traffic accidents. Have you seen some of the stuff going on the roads? I mean, you know, I'm driving up I-75 tonight. I had a really nice dinner down at a place called Lincoln Square. And it was really good. The food was fantastic. It was reasonable. And it was a taco salad, but this time it had fajita meat in there. And it was good. It really was. Chicken fajita in a taco salad. It was really, really, really good. But coming back up the interstate, people were passing me like crazy, and I'm doing the speed limit. And they're just flying by me until they see these little blue lights up in the distance. And all of a sudden, there were two policemen, state patrolmen, that were out of their car talking to a lady. So I just wonder why two of them were picking on one. Okay. But you run into a lot of crazy people on the road. So be careful while you're out there. You don't want to end up being a statistic. You don't want to end up having your car hit. You don't want to end up having a flat tire by the side of the road because trying to get somebody to pick you up if you don't have a cell phone or you don't have a GMRS radio for that matter. Hey, you could be in trouble. It'd be a long walk to get to a filling station. Okay. But a lot of people are crazy out there. I mean, even when I finally got back into town, it was that way. I'm driving home and we have some idiots. Our town has a problem with a bridge. It has three lanes. two lanes into town and one lane out of town. So here I am coming into town. Everybody decides to go, okay, the speed limit is 40, so let's go 55. Yeah. Where's a cop when you need one? I don't know. I don't think the donut shops are open that late. Well, anyhow, guys. Oh, so much for money and change. Oh, not this isn't money and change. No, it's my world. I get those two confused sometimes. No, actually, I'm plugging the show because you want to check out Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. Because we're going to talk about a lot of different things on how to save money. Maybe things that you want to be looking at purchasing in case the shortages are there. And like I always tell people, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food, canned goods, freeze-dried, whatever. Make sure that you can purify water and store it. Make sure that you have the clothing for the season. You know, make sure you have backup batteries. Make sure the flashlights work. Make sure your GMRS radio is always charged up. Make sure your cell phone's updated for that matter. A lot of things to consider because with stuff going on with the Chinese imports, things can get kind of tough. And I guess they still have 145% tariff on everything but electronics. So yeah, you can still get your phones and your computers and so forth without having a big hit on the price of the computer. And that leads me to one last thing before we have to go. Microsoft, have you ever had to put up with Microsoft updates? They screw up everything. This week I had a Microsoft update and it messed with my printer, which is wireless, and I had to reinstall the printer and I had to do a bunch of other things. I'll tell you what, if anybody can come up with a system that is better than Microsoft and all the stuff that they do, let me know because I'm tempted to change. Well, with that, hey, everybody have a good one. I hope, Jerry, you enjoyed the show. Beth, I hope you enjoyed the show. Gary, Kip, and the rest of you, stop back on Sunday, and we'll be talking about money and change, 7 p.m., right here on the Trim Radio Network. And with that, guys, we're going to have to get out of here. You know why? Our time's up. Have a good week, and we'll see you.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.